Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ashton, Andrea Paternoster, Issa, Laurie Rich, Lizzie Jacobs, Elizabeth Dixon, Robin Alez, Joe Bell, Veronica P, Sam and Phobos, Kira, Dr. Bad Vibes, Sarah Freeman, Hannah Earnshaw, Anne Fabe, Kiro, Lauren Nabbett, Hannah Jordan, Robin Stone, Nancy Crawford. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Marcela Garcia. May your creditors be merciful now that they have caught up with you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David, how are you?
Trexel, yeah, fine.
David, bring it in.
What? Ow.
David, bring it in.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's so warm.
There it is. Oh. That, David. That's a Geistmannhag. Not many people get a Geistmannhag. Mostly they get it because I'm secretly trying to strangle them, but I can't work out where their neck is. Come here.
No.
That's not your neck, that's your torso.
Hug Strangler Murders Suspect List updated. Security alerted.
But okay. That, David, that right there, that was a genuine Geistmannhag.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I doing fine.
How has your day been?
Not much has happened so far.
No, perhaps I could get you some literature, something to read.
No, I've got Imogen, that's fine.
Nothing you need, nothing you want there, David.
This feels like a trap.
You'd turn up earlier?
We have fun here, David. We have a lot of fun.
Yes.
That's a funny thing to say. That's a funny thing to say, David. A funny thing said by a funny clone who is my fun friend.
Yes.
What should we do, David?
Should
we just sit and talk?
No, I think we should...
Should we just sit and talk about our lives and our feelings?
I think we sort of...
I've always wanted to be a dancer.
Okay, well, look. Oh, here's the brief. Here is the brief that we have to do for a client meeting in 20 minutes' time. As nice as this is, we do have work to do.
You're right, David. You're right. I accept that.
Good. Good.
I went walking with Lucy yesterday. After the session, we walked along the promenade, gazing out of the viewports. People look. They judge, sure, but we didn't care.
I notice you're still holding, her.
Yes.
Right, well, just keep up the good work.
Initiating.
So the brief is from Yinli Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Pronouns are she/her.
Okay.
She wants a planet built to work out and build up some rad muscles for
Ooh.
A bodybuilding competition.
Ooh, I like a rad muscle.
She also
tricep.
Yeah. She also.
Tricep.
She also
rad muscles all.
Right. Quadricep is also.
That's a good one, David. Well done.
She also wants this planet to function as a bee sanctuary. As honey is the only sugar that she can process.
Ah, some sort of very specific type of diabetes.
Not how that works.
I can only assume so, or some sort of rad bodybuilding technique.
Could be. Maybe your muscles are so big, only the sweet, sweet honey of the bee can supplement your growth.
Yes, maybe she is bodybuilding.
Oh. Excellent, David. Excellent
Was
stuff.
Was it?
Excellent stuff.
Okay.
I like that.
Not...
And I like you.
Okay.
Somehow, worse than hostility.
So, her likes and dislikes. She likes working out, getting ripped, and flexing.
You could say they're swole.
I believe she's swole.
Does she have sick gains?
I believe that her objective is to receive gains that that one could describe as sick, yes.
Okay, this is good to know.
She dislikes noodle arms.
Okay.
And anything that has to do with feet, because she has no feet, and she is a no-foot supremacist.
Ah, she neglects leg day.
She neglects foot day, Nothing here about legs.
It's hard to do squats without feet. You're just over balance. You're just on nubbins.
Well, maybe. She has a large...
She focuses on arms too much, is what I'm saying.
Well, we don't know that.
You've got great biceps, but where's your endurance? What if there's a fire you need to escape?
We don't know her method of perambulation.
She could roll.
Or have, like, one big leg with sort of a pad.
Maybe a wheel.
Maybe a wheel.
Is there a wheeled creature in nature?
I don't know. You're the one who gets to go outside.
You'd have to create such a strange joint. You could engineer something like that with some sort of spherical omni-joint right in their thorax, and then you graft a wheel around it. But what if you needed to change the tire? How would you do that?
Yeah, maybe...
That would be quite the project.
Maybe some sort of weird animal with, like, this one big claw that they sort of hobble around in, and then you attach sort of this nut or a berry to it, and it... Oils itself up and you roll around.
You
and it's
sound like
very
an idiot. You sound like an increasingly tedious idiot.
Well, we dealt with the tedious idiot last time. That was Pax Scrum.
Pax Scrum will not enter our conversations again, David.
No.
We can't go through that again.
No. And I'm not going back. You're not going back. Neither of us are going back.
We're not going back!
No, we're dealing with Yinli Strong, the no-foot supremacist.
With a big wheel. Okay.
She also doesn't like dinosaurs.
Well, who does?
I quite like dinosaurs.
Why?
But they're kind of fun.
They're nature's failures.
So?
So, who likes a failure?
Dyson, that's who.
I quite, you know, I have a certain amount of sympathy for an underdog.
You're going to support an underdog? But they're under things. You can barely see them. Where's the underdog? Oh, I think it's under a cushion. Well, I've already sat in it and it's died.
Well, some of them were quite big.
What, like a big underdog?
Yeah, like
That's an overdog, David. You're describing an overdog.
Well, no, but a big dinosaur. You said all dinosaurs are underdogs. What about a big dinosaur?
Unless a T-Rex comes here and does a T-Flex, I'm not going to respect it.
Right, well, speaking of T-flexes, let's move on with Yinli Strong. If she were an animal, what would she be? A gazelle.
That's a very leggy and hoofy animal.
But not a...
footy animal. Perhaps it's not that there's a complete absence of any end to the leg. It's that she's a hoofer and not a footer.
Possibly. We don't know.
We don't know. But we'll learn together, David. Hold my hand.
No.
Through the rest of this conversation,
I'm not going to.
I'm reaching my hand out in friendship to you, David.
I need to hold the brief.
Hand. Okay.
Fine.
There it is. That's a bit sweaty. Let's just let go. That was a nice thought, David, but it's a bit sweaty, so...
Well, you know. What is her greatest strength? Her big old muscles.
Well, of course.
What is her greatest weakness? She has none.
Oh, that's a bit much.
I beg to differ.
No weakness.
Yinli Strong.
Yinli Strong, no weakness.
I think the muscly lady doth protest too much.
You can't flex your way out of this one, Yinli.
Exactly.
So, David, this brings me to lesson 9 of the Trexel Geisman 10 Steps to Sales Domination.
Almost there.
It's a fun one.
Okay.
Schmoozing.
Right.
Or, as it's better known...
Emotional abuse.
No. As it's better
known... Crying.
No, David, it's...
Beating the sticks.
No, although that... No, that's not it, David. No, it's client entertainment.
Right. Oh, okay.
Taking them out. Making them feel good about themselves.
Okay.
Making them your friend. And between you and me, David, bribery.
Okay.
But nice bribery. We're not trying to find out something secret and blackmail them with it. We're not trying to use this against them. It's just good old-fashioned palm greasing. You've got such a greasy palm, you try and shake someone's hand, it just slips away. Oh, you've poked each other in the chest. That's a bit embarrassing. But everybody's got more money than they had before, so everyone's happy. You see?
As somebody who is basically permanently greasy, I don't really understand.
You'll get it straight away. You're a natural palm greaser. Okay, imagine this. A client has come to you.
Right.
And they're saying... I think I'm going to spend a lot of money on a big old planet for you. In this particular instance, it's a planet to work out on and build up some rad muscles for a bodybuilding competition. This person is intensely rich. Maybe they've made all their money from bodybuilding. Maybe they made their money elsewhere and then found a hollowness inside that they had to fill with bodybuilding. Whatever the reason, David, they're pretty swole and they want you to know about it.
Okay.
You're going to have to get on their good side because they could go anywhere, David. I mean, obviously, they couldn't go anywhere because Stella Firma is the only company in the known universe that has our kind of terraforming technology.
Our USP.
But they might decide that perhaps this is a bad way to spend money. Which I'm not endorsing as a view.
No.
The spending of money on
very
large planets that often explode is a perfectly reasonable way to spend your money. Yes, okay.
Right.
So, to make sure that you really close the deal... We need to show him a good time.
Okay.
Take him out on the town. Stella Firma has a leisure deck or two.
You are banned from the leisure deck.
Maybe we'll go to the casino, gamble our credits. Oh, blow on your dice? I will.
Also from the casino.
That's all fine. Except that I cannot go to any of those places.
That's a good point. That's a good point, David. How are you supposed to properly schmooze a client? You can bribe them. Sure, I could just give you a wad of credits to give to them, but that's not art. That's just sort of a brute force approach.
Yeah.
It's a bit crass, and I'm not crass.
You are beyond crass.
But how are you supposed to take them out and show them a good time when you can't really leave the premises?
Well, the client room is quite big and echoing. What if we brought the good time in?
We could bring the good times to them. A portable casino just for you. Yinli. Going to a place where things already are, that's boring. That's a thing of the past.
Okay.
That doesn't use your big strong arms. Mm. So why don't you reach over here and drag this big box? Because guess what's inside, Yinli?
A present.
A present. But what is the present?
A gazelle.
No, David, it's not a gazelle. That would be sheer bribery. You know what? There could be a gazelle in a box. Let's have that in the back pocket, because at one point, I might just want to give them a gazelle. But no, what's in the box? A fold-out portable pop-up casino. Press a button, kaboom! There's a casino there!
Oh.
There's croupiers! There's dancing people! There's a big wheel that you spin, and if you get the number right, everybody cheers and says, yay!
Okay, right. So that's great. You kind of just have to mobilise that sort of workforce in the next 8 or so minutes.
That's going to be completely impossible, David.
Oh.
So what we need to do is employ a previous lesson, lying.
Okay.
We're going to tell them that's what's going to happen, get them really excited, and then say, oh, you just have to sign on the dotted line there. And then once they've done that, kabam! The Veil of Tears.
Okay.
Do you know what the Veil of Tears is? It's a Geistman move.
Well, from the kabam, I assumed you just fired them into space again.
No, because then they can't be a customer. The kabam is a metaphorical kabam.
Right.
I promised you things.
Okay.
I said we were going to do some fun things. You signed the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, walk out the room, and you're like, whoa, wait, didn't you promise this? Didn't you promise that? And I turn around and say, well, you should have read the fine print, and I put on sunglasses inside and walk out.
Oh.
Burke detected. Security alerted.
I feel a bit bad now.
Oh,
is that a bit mean?
That is a bit mean. And if I'm honest, David, I've been feeling a bit worse when I've been mean. And I don't know what that is. Maybe I'm ill. Am I dying?
In a way, yes.
Maybe you should just stick with that for a bit. Maybe think about it for a bit. Just live with it and see how it feels.
I feel bad when I do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
What could that mean?
What could that mean?
Okay, I'm feeling bad. I've done a bad thing.
Have you?
Which has made me feel bad. I'm really struggling with this.
Have you done a good thing?
I occasionally do a good thing.
How does that make you feel?
Well, you're kind of, sort of like I've been hugged, but inside my feelings.
And you would call that feeling, if you were to give that feeling sort of a value?
It would be a valuable feeling that I liked.
Okay.
I give it a 10.
Okay, a 10 out of?
I'd take 10.
Okay, 10 out of 10.
I really like feeling that way.
Okay.
And that bad feeling's a... It's a 1 or a 2.
Okay.
Maybe a 3 if I'm being vindictive.
Okay, well, what about you do the things that make you a 10 more than you do the things you make a 3?
In a selfish bid to feel good all the time just for myself?
I mean, it's a start.
I could do that. I'll selfishly feel good by being nice. Ha ha! Gotcha, you idiot!
Moral egotism detected. Metaphysics seminar scheduled.
Okay. That works. Just keep doing tens.
Tens for Trexel.
Tens for Trexel. Trexel feels 10 like he likes the thing that is a 10.
Hey, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yes, gotcha.
Oh, I've been rused. You rascal.
I'm a rascally fool. I'm like a raccoon, except I've not eaten your garbage. Although, got any garbage?
I suppose I do have this bin that's been here for the last...
Could I just rootle around in that? Would that be okay?
I mean, if you want.
I kind of do.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay. What have we got here? We've got a lot of leftover glitter glue from Lucy. We've got straps of paper with... Is this poetry?
No.
What's this poetry? I wander lonely as a clone, all on my lonesome own. I have no one to see or speak with. I had a glove. I like to eat it. This is terrible, David.
Well, it's a work in progress. That's why it's in the bin. I don't keep my best poetry in the bin.
I look out of the starport at the darkness outside, but there is a feeling inside. That's a bit of a weak rhyme, David.
Okay, well...
But there's one person, the only one I've ever known. Trexel, a friend of a clone.
Yikes.
Well, it's bad poetry, David, but it's quite sweet.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, I've moved on from rhyming couplets and I'm doing more of sort of a freestyle beat thing.
Oh, have you got some of that? I'd love to hear it, David.
No, I don't have any.
Come on.
Do
do do do do do
do. Darkness. My feelings. They're hurt now. I'm thinking. I don't know what. I don't know where. Where is my place in this crazy mixed-up station? Is it with Trexler? Is it with Imogen? Who are the board? Who is Hartro? There are her feet. Why are her feet? Keep your feet to yourself. Leave me alone.
No, I'm done. No, I can't go there. I'm applauding. I'm doing jazz applause,
okay.
David.
Right, well, thank you, I suppose.
Keep working on that. That's some solid stuff.
Further beat poetry will be met with violent reprisals.
Okay.
You know what? I know you're not allowed out, but the Astral Bar, as much as I hate to admit it, they have a pretty good jazz night.
Well, I can't go to that.
But I could record you and I could play it over the speakers there. And I could record the crowd's reaction and bring it to you in a small way that could give you some sort of connection to the outside world.
Okay, that's actually very thoughtful.
That's a 10 for Trexel.
This system works. Mm. That's actually very nice. Thank you.
Okay.
But we do have to deal with Yinli Strong.
Who?
Yinli Strong, the client.
Oh, my board, I'd actually genuinely forgotten about them. This new rush of trying to do nice things, even though it's in a selfish way, it's bedazzled my sales brain. I almost feel like maybe it...
Come on!
It's affecting my
Kabam!
Sales brain.
Kabam!
What?
Do a kabam!
A kabam? What kind of kabam?
No, the kabam. You said the kabam. The Veil of Tears.
I don't know if I can. That would make me feel a 3 or maybe even a 1.
Okay, in which case, how about you take Yinli out for a nice evening?
Yes, I suppose I could. But then how do I leverage that into a sales situation,
well, no,
David?
No,
I've lost the power to be a horrible, horrible
no,
ass.
No, no, this is
then
fine.
Then maybe I can't do
no,
sales
no, no.
anymore.
What, no, no, it's fine. What if you got them to sign on the dotted line, right?
Yes.
And instead of veils of tearsing them, you invited them to a veil of fun.
A veil of fun?
Kabam!
Veil of fun. Oh, kabam! Here's an ice cream. Kabam! It's a card signed by your loved ones.
Kabam! Come to the Astral Bar with me. They have a very good jazz night.
Kabam! I've got David's beat poetry. It's not going down that well, but people don't want to look like they don't get it, so they're applauding anyway.
Kabam! Let's maybe wait for it to actually happen before we start judging it before it's been recorded.
Kabam! I've seen a fair bit of beat poetry so far, and it's never gone down well.
Kabam! Well, maybe this will be different. Maybe I'll be a hidden talent.
It's possible, David, and I'm not going to prejudge.
Thank you.
10.
System still working. Anyway, right, so, what is the plan for Yinli?
Okay, the key here is we're going to go in there, we're going to be nice, we're going to be kind, we're going to promise a lot of schmoozing, and I am afterwards going to deliver on that.
Yes.
I'm going to take them to a casino, I'm going to take them to a bar, maybe we'll listen to some of your beat poetry.
Well, I haven't recorded any yet, so probably not now. I mean, it takes a while. I really need to get into the...
Okay, David. We'll do something else supportive to you and your endeavours. But
okay.
The point is we will deliver on that, and through that method, we will get them to sign on the dotted line.
Okay.
But the thing is, David, there is one key thing we have forgotten. They dislike noodle arms. Now, Trexel? Trexel's hench. Trexel has no complaints in the swole arms department.
Uh-huh.
By what possible metric?
But David, you're very noodly. You're very specifically noodly. Clones are designed that way. You've got soft bones, so you don't break as easily when we, you know, chuck you down things. So you need to just really hide all of your, how do I put this, body.
Okay.
Stand behind me at all times.
Well,
and just pop your head out.
Well, I tell you what. Say what? I'll just take. Get my onesie. Just. Pull the arm in.
Oh, yep.
Pull the other arm in, and then here I go.
Oh, you know what? They don't like feet. So why don't we both take our legs,
okay,
out of the onesie,
yeah,
holes? Just tie those up,
mm-hmm.
And we're just gonna sort of wobble in like some weird unlockdownable egg.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
David?
Yep.
Okay. It's
okay.
A bit hard to move, but I think we can manage this, David.
Okay.
I think we can manage this.
Uh-huh.
Ready? Okay.
Yep.
Give us a minute, Yinli.
David, just fall forward and drag with your arms.
Okay. We're coming, Yinli. Don't you worry.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.